This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Training camp for the Cowboys in a pretty interesting fashion yesterday by taking a couple shots, particularly at one of his best players. Let's hear what he had to say.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Could you imagine if Jimmy Haslam walked out this weekend or whenever we hear from Jimmy and D, and he said something similar, like, I don't know, about like David Njoku, he's in the final year of his contract. We'll see if they ultimately extend him or whatever. Could you imagine if like Jimmy Haslam came out and said something like that, whether it was Njoku or, well, obviously the Miles thing wouldn't apply because his situation's been handled, but you understand where I'm going at.
Yeah.
Like, and there are some folks that refer to Jimmy Haslam as Jerry Jones Light because,
well, and he kind of,
like, he's modeling.
He's bumped elbows with Jerry Jones a lot in terms of, like, I mean, all the stadium stuff. Every time they talk about the stadium stuff, it's like, hey, we went down to Dallas and we saw their whole facility with their practice facility, and that's what their whole new practice facility is going to be modeled after. And we know their stadium's this elaborate cathedral. So, yeah, like, they kind of have leaned into the Jerry Jones mindset in a way. But what I think is interesting from that perspective, Daryl, is, and by the way, that was Jerry talking about specifically like Micah Parsons, his contract situation.
I mean, listen,
the fact that they have to pay him.
But you can go after your star player and fire shots at him, you just have to do it.
Well, but that's what I think is so interesting is, like, I know people think that Jimmy Haslam meddles a lot, and I'm sure he still has his moments where he really steps in and puts his foot down and does things.
During practice, during mini camp, they're over by the screen on the practice field. The four quarterbacks are there.
Yeah.
They're doing it's really cool technology that the Browns have where they can do in practice film session. It's the neatest thing in the world. So they're over there. The four quarterbacks are over there with like Tommy Rees and the quarterback's coach, and I forget if Kevin was there. I think Kevin was on the other side, but Jimmy Haslam was right there watching the in-practice
Is he the mystery fifth quarterback that they maybe are going to trot out there to compete in this room? No, but like,
so if you're wondering why Jimmy Haslam gets the reputation that he had, or let me rephrase, the perception of Jimmy Haslam is what it is. It's things like that.
Yeah.
They're doing in practice film review coaching of the quarterbacks, and a principal member of the ownership group is standing over everybody's shoulder.
What if he's
hovering?
Just trying to learn the game, Daryl? We always say Jimmy Haslam's not a football guy. Let the football guys be football guys. Maybe he's trying to become more of a football guy.
No, he's a football guy. It's just, you know, his football guy's not exactly in line with the football guys.
What I think is interesting, like, between the dynamics of him and Jerry Jones is this does come with the caveat that Jerry is technically the team's GM, right? Like, he also
he
pulls the strings and all that stuff. Jimmy has a GM in place who's supposed to do that. Sometimes maybe
but
he meddles.
Sometimes Jimmy wants to be the GM.
Right. But, and also Jimmy's not really out doing, you know, press conferences on like a regular basis.
Yeah,
going on a radio show.
He's not coming on the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Limo on a weekly basis.
I'm sure they'd love to have him, but he's not doing that on a regular basis. Right. So, but here's the
Let's
thing.
Let's not give them any ideas. By actually, no, we would. Yeah, they're very good at taking my ideas. You know what? I think we need it. We need a Jimmy Haslam segment weekly on the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Limo.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it would be...
Owen, do you not agree with that?
You went from...
I'll text him right now and let him know.
All right, there we go. Let's make it happen. Listen, I am just here to help. This is what I do. I'm the idea
guy. You had
guy.
Rodney McLeod last year. Now you have Brian Hoyer as like your regular guest. Now you get Jimmy Haslam. That's a nice steady up, a steady progress.
Jimmy,
you know what I'm
Darryl
saying?
Daryl says, come on our show. Okay,
excellent.
But here's what I think is interesting, like that dynamics between Jones and... Jimmy, obviously, here in Cleveland. This is Jerry going out before training camp starts and making a comment about his star player in Micah Parsons. You could argue Dak Prescott, but he even mentions Dak Prescott in that clip.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give Jerry credit.
Hold on, real quick. And Jimmy, when the Browns star player had a similar situation with his contract, everything that was said about the reporting with that situation was that he wouldn't even talk to Miles himself. Like, he was like, nope. You walk down the hall and you talk to Andrew Berry about this. And that's maybe the biggest difference is Jerry is always at the forefront of saying these things and doing these things and, you know, taking shots at his guys because this isn't the first time this has happened. Jimmy at least has that figured out. So as bad as people might think Jimmy is, oh, he meddles too much, he does these things, at least he's not Jerry Jones on the eve of training camp starting, you know, saying, hey, even if we pay him, he might not be there and making it seem like he doesn't really want to pay the guy. What's also interesting with Jerry, though, is like he says these things, and then it just feels like he always ends up paying the guys anyway. Like CeeDee Lamb.
He pays him too late.
Yeah, he was always hesitant with CeeDee Lamb, and then he still paid CeeDee Lamb.
He always overpays this guy. Instead of paying him when he should pay them.
Get ahead of the market.
To get ahead of the market.
Because now...
He's always late to the party, and he has to pay extra.
Not only did he miss Miles getting his contract, now he's missed Miles getting his contract. He's missed Ja'Marr Chase becoming the highest paid non-quarterback. And now he missed TJ Watt doing it. So now he's got to pay Micah Parsons even more because it's going to be like, okay, now Micah Parsons wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback. And he wants to jump, obviously, TJ Watt, who just became the highest paid defensive end, too. So
Jerry Jones lost his fastball 30 years ago. I'm dead serious.
Ironically, that's also when the Cowboys stopped going to Super Bowls.
Right. 100%. He's not a good GM. He's a good owner in the sense that he provides the players with world-class facilities. He is a master of creating revenue out of thin air. He does seem willing to
spend money, and that's even though he seems like he clutches at his pearls in these moments.
And the same thing goes for the Haslams. They're always willing to spend money. You can't sit here and say that they're cheap and they don't invest in the team or in facilities and things like that. Because they do. Money isn't always your solution. Money is not always the right decision. And that's something that I think that the Haslams have yet to learn. That is something that Jerry Jones has never learned. Where they're just, oh, we got a problem, let's just throw money at it. And that's going to fix it. At some point, and I have argued this, when it comes to like the Haslam ownership group, they spent over $300 million last year to win three games. Okay, if I'm sitting in the room with them
per win,
right? Wow. If I'm going to put myself within the ownership group right now. Okay, let's say I'm a fifth or sixth partner in that ownership group. Right, I'm saying, what am I spending my money on to Andrew Berry and the front office? Why did I just spend $310 million to win three games and go through an excruciatingly embarrassing season?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay? Because at some point, I applaud the Haslams for always spending and never being shy about making sure that Andrew Berry gets the financial resources that he needs or desires this roster. But at some point, you have to say, where's the return on my investment? When do I get to start winning football games? Because every time we lose, the fans are pointing to me as the owners, okay? It's my fault, which the buck does stop at my desk because I'm the one signing the checks.
Yeah.
But at some point, I need a return on my investment. Well, like Jerry Jones, that guy, I mean, he is... Now, I know some folks in the Cowboys organization, and there's always, you know, Jerry had... There's a method to his madness is how it's been explained to me. Like, Jerry says nothing without a purpose. There's always a reason behind it. Whether you agree or disagree with it.
I disagree in the sense that, like, those comments yesterday, he just kind of sounds like that senile grandparent we all have in our lives who, like, shows up to the party and just, like, says whatever, and you're just like, oh, that's just Aunt Bev. That's just Aunt... I don't want to say Aunt Bev because we actually have a caller named Aunt Bev. That was a bad one. But you know what I mean. Like that's just
Jerry being Jerry.
That's just Jerry. That was just the first thing that popped in my head. I don't know why. Sorry, Aunt Bev. We love you, Aunt Bev. But no, like that you know, like everyone has like that crazy relative, and that's what he sounded like yesterday. Was just I'm sitting behind a microphone just saying whatever. And then like behind closed doors, they'll get the deal worked out. But we know
he always overpays.
Yeah.
He's always late to the party. He always says he's you know gonna manage the salary and not overpay, and then he always ends up overpaying because he doesn't do it right. Again, because he has lost his fastball, and it's been 30 years since he's been a good GM. Yeah. He's a terrible GM.
What's interesting about all this, like as we talk through these, like just the conversations with these two owners specifically, and the fact that like Jimmy has kind of modeled his game after Jerry in some ways. Because you talk about returns on investment, I like Jerry for one. Jerry owns the biggest brand in sports.
Yes, America's team.
At least in the U.S. Like maybe the Cowboys might not be an international brand, obviously, but like in the U.S. they are the biggest brand you can have. The Yankees are probably a close second, but so he owns the biggest brand in football and in sports, and. For wanting return on his own investment, he holds on to like mediocre coaches too long. Like it's weird the way he does it. And what's interesting on the flip side of that with like Jimmy is like, you talk about returns on investment. He kind of conceded, it seemed like at the owners meetings, that some of the problems they have right now are his doing. Like you talk about people pointing him and saying the buck stops with you. He took that on himself and said, hey, the Deshaun thing, it can fall on my lap because we did it. And I think he understands, like, he's the one who wrote the check for $230 million guaranteed. Right. So what are you going to do? I don't know. Like, Jerry doesn't really ever seem... Like, I admire that Jimmy sat there at those owners' meetings and at least kind of took responsibility for that situation. With Jerry, you never get that.
Oh, like, he's never accountable to anything.
With Jerry, you never really get that. It's just like, I want to win Super Bowls, but... you know, we're not going to pay this guy because he's going to get hurt. Then you still pay him anyway, and you always overpay him. Like, strategically, I think Jimmy has it more figured out at this point. He's had to learn that along the way. It might be crazy for some people to say, like, strategically, I think he's figured out, hey, I got to let my guys do their thing at times. I get it. People are going to look and say the Deshaun trade is unforgivable. I'll never forgive Jimmy Haslam for it. Like, it's the worst move in sports history. But I do think, like, his process is actually better than Jerry Jones' process. And part of it probably is, to your point, Jerry's also the GM. And so he's basically like judge, jury, and executioner. He has nobody else that he's even having conversations with about these things. And so I think that's probably part of the problem because, like you said, he lost his fastball.
Yeah, lost his fastball. And like I said,
would you agree? Like, do you think Jimmy's process is at least... I'm not... Like, we're comparing to Jerry Jones. I know it's somewhat of a low bar anyway, but like...
At least Jerry got trophies in the case. Like
That is true, back in the day.
I mean, the Haslams need to get some trophies in the case here.
So you'd rather take Jerry Jones over Jimmy Haslam?
No. Absolutely
not. But Jerry Jones 30 years ago versus Jimmy Haslam.
Jerry Jones 30 years ago? Yes. Today, no. I wouldn't want Jerry Jones within... three zip codes of Berea, Ohio. Well,
I'm sure he's gonna come check out their new practice facility.
I am looking forward to watching training camp this year and watching Jimmy Haslam in on all the like coaches, like when they're over with the quarterbacks and he's gonna be hovering in the background watching the quarterbacks get coached up during the film session. By the way, it is fascinating technology, the fact that they can immediately right after the play happens on the practice field, they have the ability to run over to a television monitor and break down what just occurred. I mean, and again, that goes to the investment that the Haslams make available to football operations. You know, this is not, you know, the Browns' failures on the field. It's not from a lack of desire of the Haslams to win. It's not a lack of commitment from the Haslams to win.
Yeah, they spend money. It's
not from a lack of willingness to spend to help to win, okay? It's just, unfortunately, the decisions that get made by that organization either blow up in their face or they just don't work out, and they end up keep throwing money at it and throwing more money at it, and they're not getting the return on that investment.
Well, and it's interesting because, like,
Myles Garrett wanted the hell out of here. I mean, he couldn't find – there was not a camera or microphone he was not willing to talk into to tell you how the Cleveland Browns are clueless in what they're doing, and he can't get out of here fast enough. And then a month and a half later, lo and behold
– they threw money at the problem.
He became the richest non-quarterback in NFL history. So,
well, and there is a –
Because you know what they did? They said, Miles is unhappy. Give him his money. Yeah.
Well, and there is a benefit to having an owner that can spend. Like, look what's going on with the Bengals right now, right? Like – that's a bad situation. They can't even sign their first-round pick this year because they're worried about money and they're trying to sign all these.
Well,
Trey Hendrickson's getting run out of town because they don't want to pay him.
Well, look at what the Bengals are willing to invest in their stadium. They're putting it. You know, you've got the Haslams who are putting in $1.5 billion to build the Barn Dominium in Brook Park, okay, and then another $800+ million for the mixed-use development. That's $2.4 billion that they're investing in their facility. Another almost $200 million in Berea. And then on top of that, right, they're spending on the team. But you look at Cincinnati and the Bengals, $125 million on their stadium. Right, that's all the Brown family can afford.
So that's what I mean. Like,
they sold their TVs last year from the concourse.
Didn't they have a garage sale down there or a yard sale?
That's absurd.
What's the name of that stadium?
Fundraising garage sale.
Paycor
Stadium.
Parkour Stadium.
We pay no one stadium.
But no,
we broke stadium
because of a situation like Cincinnati. It's nice to see you have an owner that does invest in the team. But I've said it before, the Browns have the money part figured out. They spend. The Guardians have the development part figured out. The Cavs are the team in town that have both things kind of figured out together, and they're the best team in town right now. Wouldn't you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.